Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is June 22nd, 2025, and here are our top stories. AI Gigafactory, Live Music AI, Secret AI Startup, AI Song Detection. AI Gigafactory. IONOS and Hochtief have submitted a proposal to the European Commission for building and operating an AI gigafactory. With expertise in developing data centers, Hochtief is well-positioned for this venture. IONOS, leveraging over three decades of experience in digital and cloud infrastructure, will lead the operations of scalable AI workloads. The consortium includes technology and security companies, alongside research institutions. This move aligns with the EU's plan to invest 20 billion euros in AI gigafactories. IONOS and Hochtief aim to establish a high-performance data center infrastructure with over 50,000 GPUs, scalable to over 100,000 by 2027, fully integrated into European standards for resilience and independence. Live Music AI. Google has unveiled Magenta Real-Time, or Magenta RT, an open-source model designed to create and control music in real time. It responds to text commands, audio samples, or a weighted mix of both. At its core is an 800 million parameter transformer model trained on approximately 190,000 hours of mainly instrumental music. A current limitation is its ability to access only the last 10 seconds of generated music due to a maximum audio context window of 10 seconds. Available on GitHub and Hugging Face under open licenses, users can currently test the model for free on Colab TPUs, with local use, custom adaptations, and the research paper forthcoming. Secret AI Startup. Thinking Machines Lab, the AI startup founded by former OpenAI Chief Technology Officer Mira Murati, has secured a $2 billion funding round. Despite being just 6 months old, the company is now valued at $10 billion. This scenario is reminiscent of Safe Superintelligence, led by former OpenAI chief scientist Ilya Sutskever, which boasts a valuation of over $30 billion. Both valuations seem to lean heavily on the reputations of the founders rather than products or revenue. Unlike SSI, which hints at superintelligence, Murati's venture is focusing on human-AI collaboration and adaptable AI systems. Murati parted ways with OpenAI in autumn 2024 due to internal conflicts. AI Song Detection. The music industry is stepping up its game to deal with the rise of AI-generated songs. Instead of trying to stop the tide altogether, it's about making these works profitable. Detection systems are woven into every part of music production, from training tools to upload platforms, right through to licensing databases and song discovery algorithms. The aim is not just to spot AI-generated content after the fact, but to identify it from the start, tagging it with metadata to keep track of its journey. Emerging startups are adding detection to licensing processes, while platforms like YouTube and Deezer have systems to flag AI audio upon upload. This creates a growing ecosystem that sees detection as essential infrastructure. Companies like Vermilio and Musical AI focus on tagging synthetic elements in tracks, pushing for proactive licensing rather than takedowns. Deezer's internal tools aim to flag and limit the visibility of AI-made tracks, while an opt-out protocol lets artists prevent their work from model training. The audio sector is catching up with visual art in building these protective tools. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.